This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gaiman, Weno Bayside.
Morning, TK.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
I'm excellent, but you should be feeling very happy. You've had a wonderful week with your birthday, haven't
Yes,
you?
I have. Feeling very old. Hello, Sammy.
Hello, Eddie. Don't. That's all right. Keep celebrating.
Yeah, it's been a huge week. Let's not go there, fellas.
Well, you know, I think he looks good for a 40-year-old.
Yeah,
absolutely. I like this man. Yeah. I like him. Now, it's been a huge week in the news, especially for my old stamping ground, property management, and the oncoming changes in the Residential Tenancies Act. Torsten.
Eddie, there are some interesting proposed changes to the Residential Tenancies Act. I think it deserves and warrants an entire show. We're going to let the dust settle this week just so we can actually digest all the information that's out there. But some of the bias in the reporting is indicating that the majority of landlords are doing the wrong thing. And
sure.
So I'm hoping that once we get through to the detail, there isn't a knee-jerk reaction to some of the actual claims that are being made. Because in our experience, the majority of our clients are very fair with the, and there's a great relationship between tenants and landlords. And basically, that spirit of mutual respect and also respecting someone's asset is an important one, but also respecting the rights of those that are living in the property should also be paramount. So, as I say, just want to get to the details, see what the balance is like, and then we can actually walk through that next week.
Absolutely. The other thing that we were discussing off air just before we started this morning was method of sale. How do we sell our house?
And I guess when Sam and I meet clients, and depending on the suburb that we're in, we are often digesting as far as what are the salient points to the property, what's the depth, how many other properties are there similar, and that starts to help us, Sam, doesn't it, as far as whether we think it warrants going to an auction, because you nominate auction when you think you've got something unique where there's actually a greater depth of buyers, because the auction there is to draw out that competition in an open environment.
Sure, but surely Bayside auction would be the preferred method, wouldn't it?
Well, it really varies, as Torsten said, depending on competition, what the property offers, and also not all Bayside areas are the same. For example, most of the properties that we handle from our Mount Martha office are private sale or private negotiation.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, and then as you come,
I find that really surprising.
Yeah, so look, it's part of a marketplace, and you know, your days on market can be extended in some of those areas. And also, the market is quite used to having a private negotiation. They react really well to it, and you get to maximise your marketing dollar from day one, so that you're out there, people know you're available, you're well marketed, you're well underpinned with exposure, and that way you can garner offers and we can create competition that way.
So what would the percentage be? For example, let's talk about Mount Martha, auctions versus private sale.
Oh, it'd be 90% private sale, Eddie.
Really?
Yeah, it's very, very high proportion in that corridor there. It's historically, it's just been the preferred method by agents down that way. Certainly, if you've got something with enormous bay views and a centrality to the actual village,
you want to throw it open to the market.
You want to throw it open to the market. But certainly, as Sam was saying, with that more lifestyle segment, having a set price has had its advantages, because you're actually able to show what the target price is from day one. So you're not waiting for that transient population to come down, because it is a journey for people coming from Melbourne to buy.
Mm.
Where I think it'll change is that we are finding in a number of the sales that we're having in Mount Eliza and Mount Martha is that there's a permanent population now with the freeway. So that you're going, and as you have more of a permanent population down in those areas,
far more owner occupiers,
a lot more owner occupiers,
and it's an easy drive.
And that will, I think you'll find that waiting in the next 2 to 3 years will change.
This is The Real Estate Show, back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gaiman, Weno Bayside.
9531 1245, the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gaiman, Weno Bayside. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, residential, commercial, property management, sales. 9531 1245. Save that number in your phone. 4 offices. Where are they, Sam?
Eddie, Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha.
And we're discussing how we should sell our house this week.
Yeah, so method of sale is a really important one. So as we said, within the areas that we're in the inner Bayside, you tend to find probably the weighting is about 70% to 80% of our stock would be via an auction, and then the other 20 to 30%, depending on what segment it is, price point and so forth, is a private sale.
So they're all up in Mount Martha, the private sales.
Well, not necessarily.
Not all of them. I mean, we have a number of one-bedroom apartments, for example, or properties that we sell privately.
Yes.
And there are certain buyers that can't necessarily compete at an auction.
Sure.
For example, first home buyers will often be advised that they should make an offer that's subject to finance. In the one-bedroom space, square meters also plays a part. So the borrowing capacity of the buyer can be determined by how big that apartment is.
But you don't have that many one-bedroom apartments in Mount Martha, surely?
No, you don't. I'm talking about further down the
bay. So we've come down the hill.
We're down the hill. So with respect to that, we then have a look to say, right, how great is that buyer depth that Torsten talked about before? And we sometimes say to ourselves, okay, this might be better suited to private sale, unless there's some sort of a feature like a courtyard that's you know, exceptionally big, something that people are going to, you know, really compete for. And Torsten had a one-bedroom auction recently in Dickens Street, Elwood, that went way over reserve because it was over 50 square metres, it had a big terrace, lots of buyer appeal, and Torsten had multiple buyers, and it was a great outcome.
So what did it achieve?
556,000, Eddie.
Wow. So how big was it? You said 50 squares. Did that include the terrace?
No, it didn't include the terrace.
That's plus the terrace.
But it had a great orientation. People really identified with it. We had four bidders there that really, and they're all owner-occupiers, so it was heavily competed with Emotion, and that went close to $100,000 over reserve.
Goodness, so it was a
phenomenal result, record for that type of property. But as Sam was saying, there are other buildings where there's a huge depth of sales evidence that just say, look, yep, we can categorically say that property will go for that price.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's the ones that are exceptional, which is why we decided to auction this one, because there hadn't been anything for sale like it for quite some time. And we,
was it Deco?
No, it wasn't. It was actually a building built in the 90s. It's not the usual period style, but what it did offer was great accommodation, really good light, and a nice terrace. So it had all the tick boxes, including undercover parking. So it is one of those. And also location was terrific. As Sam was saying, if we've got, and often we'll be selling in buildings where there are a number of buildings in Inner Bayside that were built in the 50s, 60s and 70s, if you've had four or five at a very similar price, and you can see there's a very tight bandwidth. So, for example, Elwood an example. There are a number of two-bedroom apartments, Eddie, that sell around that 600,000 mark. Well, there's an argument to say, well, look, if you know it's around that 6620 mark, you may as well put the price at 625 and work from there. But if we feel that there's not a lot on the market at that point in time, so there's not the choice, and there's an increase in demand, well, then you'd then look to your client and say, look, if you're comfortable with auction, we think now's the right time to auction.
Because it'll naturally drive the price
up. That's right, and that's a very good point, because we've looked at a property for a client of ours where we recommended 3 months ago that we sell it privately. And at that particular time, there was a glut of property that was quite similar.
Hmm.
3 months later, when the tenant had vacated, they've come back to us and they've said, Sam, do you think that private sale is still the right method for our property? I've actually now decided that it should be auctioned, because we're going to have it repainted. We will have it styled. We will have...
You're going to give it zhuzh.
Yep, the gardens will be done. It has a fantastic courtyard. And at this particular point in time, there's not a lot of similar properties on the market. So we can actually confidently say the best method of sale at this point in time is auction.
I think we'll throw to the break there, Eddie.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
We continue. Torsten, that term, expressions of interest, how does that work?
Yeah, so look, we find that when there's a very, very unique property and the clients are unsure of value themselves, you can find that, and again, it happens with a lot of exclusive properties where there's an unknown because there's nothing similar to it, and expressions gives you an opportunity to let buyers put their own value on it. And that's...
I think it's worth X.
X. Yeah. And so, obviously, we'll give a guideline to where the expectation is, but certainly what you're wanting to do is allow the market to determine where that high end is because of the emotions behind that uniqueness. And
sure. So
you tend to find those sorts of campaigns can be a little bit longer than, say, an auction campaign. They tend to be anywhere between 6 and 8 weeks. And you'll find, as I say, we